This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the United States that he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The U.S. has said an independent Palestinian state should be part of the day after Israel's war against Hamas concludes. But in a nationally broadcast news conference, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected that notion, and U.S. calls for Israel to scale back its offensive in Gaza, vowing to press ahead until Israel realizes a decisive victory over Hamas. That drew an immediate scolding from the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We obviously see it differently. We believe that the Palestinians have every right to live in an independent state with peace and security. And the president and his team is going to continue to work on that.
I'm Ben Thomas.
North Korea says it has conducted a test of its underwater nuclear weapons system. State-run Korea Central News Agency said Friday the test of the underwater attack drones were carried out by the Defense Ministry in the waters off its east coast. The report did not specify when the test was conducted. The Defense Ministry says the test was carried out in protest against joint military drills by South Korea, the United States, and Japan earlier this week. The ministry's spokesman said accused the three nations of getting frantic with military exercises and warned of catastrophic consequences. The three countries' navies held their three-day regular drills until Wednesday as part of efforts to improve their responses to Pyongyang's evolving nuclear and missile threats. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. The district attorney in the southern U.S. state of Georgia, prosecuting former President Donald Trump and others for alleged election interference, has been brought into a divorce case. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Fulton County DA Fani Willis is accusing the estranged wife of a special prosecutor she hired of trying to obstruct her criminal election interference case by seeking to question her in the couple's divorce proceedings. A motion filed last week alleges that Willis was involved in a romantic relationship with attorney Nathan Wade, a claim seized upon by the lawyer for an accused former Trump staffer. Willis's attorney says estranged wife Joycelyn Wade served a subpoena to Willis last week. The response filed says the subpoena is an attempt to damage Willis, that the divorce is an uncontested no-fault proceeding, and that the Wades have been separated for more than 2 years. I'm Norman Hall.
The remains of a New York City man killed at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, have been identified after more than two decades. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
New York City's medical examiner has identified John Valentine Niven as the 1,650th victim whose remains have been identified from the deadliest act of terrorism on American soil. Roughly 40% of the 2,753 people killed in the attack have yet to have their remains identified. But as DNA testing has evolved, in some cases, scientists have gone back to the same samples 10 or more times, hoping new technology will provide answers. The 9/11 attacks killed nearly 3,000 people in New York, at the Pentagon, and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Niven was 44 when he died. He left behind a wife and an 18-month-old son. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sheryl Sandberg, the former chief operating officer of U.S. tech giant Meta, said Wednesday she is stepping down from her position on the company's board of directors this May. Here's Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite.
Sheryl Sandberg is set to quit the board of Facebook parent Meta Platforms after 12 years. She says Meta looks strong and well-positioned for the future, making it a good time to step away. Sandberg says she will still serve as an advisor to the company. Meta boss Mark Zuckerberg responded that he looked forward to a new chapter together. Sandberg was once his second-in-command and one of the firm's most prominent faces. Over the years, she remained a consistent defender of the social network, arguing it was learning from its mistakes, including how to police harmful content.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.